Hello everyone, welcome to another issue of Comic Chronicle. I am your host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. I have with me today a very special guest, one whose work I've seen, and he is an incredibly hard worker. Go ahead and introduce yourself, good man.
Hey guys, it's Davian Watkins with Superpower Enterprises. Really happy to be a part of this new podcast and share some good information.
Yeah, welcome, man. Comic Chronicle, we have open arms here. We always welcome new people and everything else like that. But, man, welcome, and what can I say? What can you actually say about Superhero Enterprises? What's Superhero Enterprises for the folks who don't know about it?
So Superhero Enterprises is a company that I started with a group of professional comic book artists, writers, and... as a publisher, it's a publishing company that's putting out brand new modern-day comics about a superhero character named Notes. We have a cast of characters who surround Notes in this fictional music industry universe. And it's the library of characters that we actually are building around this flagship character, Notes.
And might I add, and it's really cool that it's really already just from there, it's something completely different and new to the table. I mean, we've had the classic superheroes and whatnot in the comic industry, but with Notes, it's clearly something different. And I love from the pictures and everything that I've seen, too, like, a lot of them have been, like, that blue and black kind of color scheme to the characters and whatnot, too. I've been loving that. And Notes is so different from everything, and it's such a good thing. It's so cool. I want to tell you, it is really cool, man.
Thank you so much. I think, the tribe of cosplayers and I think Comic-Con guys that are trying to show up at these different events and, kind of introducing new female women characters and even some of the original comic book characters are creating an environment where we can bring something new to the table and actually introduce some bright colors and ideas to the whole medium.
Very, 100%. And it's a good time to be starting this. Superhero Enterprises, when did you kind of start? Was it in, like, the beginning of the comic book? Because as a person who grew up as a comic book nerd, it wasn't always like it is now. Did you start Superhero Enterprises kind of when that kind of started? The fandom started to get really, really big, and it started to affect pop culture more and more and more? Or did you just start it recently? When did you start Superhero Enterprises?
We started Superhero Enterprises, actually, as I was graduating out of the university. I was in school here in Malibu, California.
Ooh, okay.
Pepperdine University. It was a decision I was trying to make, whether I go into entrepreneurship or whether I go into actual career, returning into the working world. And I decided, let's take the leap of faith, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that way we would actually start to develop a brand just based on my experiences prior working in the recording industry.
Which, touch on that for those who might know. So that's kind of where Notes came from, is your history with the recording industry. What did you start with in there, just so people kind of get a background on you?
Yeah. Actually, to go back a little bit further in my education, as I was graduating from high school, around that time you're starting to figure out or try to figure out what you're wanting to do. And, I had a my mentor to the day, a lady named Tamika Freeman, who came to visit my school, and this was my high school, Westchester High, and it was rarely a popular entertainment outlet teacher came to the school one day and spoke to the class, and after the class, I approached her and said, you know, are there any opportunities that she might have working in the field she is? And she was in entertainment, actually working at a company called Perspective Records.
This was actually
one of A&M's subsidiary companies.
Yeah.
So long story short, she did have interest in my, well-being, and she said, you know, why don't we just, you know, set you up with an interview. So I got an interview with this company that was actually a organization called Yes to Jobs. And Yes to Jobs put me in touch with Tough Break Records, which was run by this guy named Evan Forrester. And so long story short, I got hired at A&M Tough Break Records, and that started my career in the record industry.
Very nice. Very, very nice. That's a tough industry too itself. From what I've been told on the grapevines, I have no idea. I haven't gone into it, but from what I've been told, that's a tough industry. So you went from one tough industry to the other, to say the least.
Well, I felt it was an exciting industry.
That is true.
Especially when you're 18.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
When you're young.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
You're trying to get into something that is of interest to you, and you're gonna, you know, want to make money as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was gonna be an opportunity to find my own place, move into my own, you know, space, and, you know, have a car, to be able to pay off a car, and, you know, things like that. Keep gas and food on the table, right?
Oh yeah.
You're starting to get out on your own, and so what I'm thinking is that, okay, if I take this opportunity, and start to meet and network with people who are in a field that I'm interested in. And I was always listening to music. Even before I graduated, I was listening to various, you know, hip-hop and, you know, R&B. So I was already interested in the field. And, you know, that was a good start for me. So, you know, at that time, DJ Quick was very successful. It was guys like IC was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, at this point, built their careers, but they were starting to introduce new artists to labels like A&M Tough Break. So that's where I got my first start promoting one of DJ's Quick's first artists. And then there was another second artist that came out with a song called Check the Vibe, and this was a guy named Dred Scott.
Ooh.
And so Dred Scott was kind of a new artist to me, but you know, he was really popular with this song that he had at the time, and so that was my first mark, my first opportunity to be able to promote to a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
This was, you know, prior to internet radio. So radio stations, you know, you would take the records up there and meet the different DJs and program directors, and you establish relationships that way.
Yeah,
and that's how we kind of introduced these new records.
Yeah, it's old school, kids. Believe it or not, there wasn't an internet radio back in the day, to say the least.
Not before the internet, you know, because actually, you know, to move fast forward, I moved from A&M Records to Priority Records. Mm-hmm. And Priority Records was then when I started to establish myself with more popular artists, guys like Ice Cube and Jay-Z, you know, guys like that were really making noise, you know, back at that time.
Yeah, still do. I would say they still do.
Say again?
I'd say those guys, those names, I'd say they still make some noise. Oh, yeah.
Till today, yeah, that's right. You know, and then, you know, they kind of were my first introduction to the film industry. And I'll talk a little bit about that later, but there's Ice Cube's very first Friday movie soundtrack was produced and distributed through Priority Records, and I got the chance to promote that record.
Ooh, that's cool. Ooh, wow, that's cool. Damn.
Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, it was an experience of my life at that time, you know, living in Los Angeles. That was one of the most popular artists of the time. And if you look at the story that was recently released, you know, we talked about, you know, the marketing of company, you know, guys like Ice Cube and Straight Outta Compton. You know, those were records that were inspiring a a time or inspiring a new genre of entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
He was talking about reality and things that were based on actual facts. So, you know, things that were the headlines. Mm-hmm. And so that's what kind of inspired me to continue at least creating a creative direction mm-hmm. for a character like Notes, you know, which would come later on in my career.
Well, kind of going towards that a little bit more, is what chose, why comic books? Like, with the career that you had in the past, hearing it now, which is a fucking amazing career, might I add, congrats on it. But why comic books?
Thanks
like,
so much.
Why would you want to move to the comic books kind of world from that?
Well, yeah, as I was kind of talking about, you know, my growth and career, I worked on soundtracks and then eventually got into working with Warner Brothers Pictures, the studio company in Burbank. Mm. And so at Burbank, I kind of got the experience of working in the operations department, where you kind of walk around and you're actually working with every department on the lot.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And I was learning, yeah, the whole film business came to me in that sense. And so eventually, storytelling became a part of my whole just general understanding of entertainment and business. You know, it's all mm-hmm. about, you know, being able to entertain a group of people. And mm-hmm. so I actually wanted to produce music for a very long time as an actual producer. Mm-hmm. And so I started to build my own studio. And, as, you know, one piece at a time, we started to create our own sound. And eventually I wanted to design a logo that would allow people to identify with the sound that we were creating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a guy that I met online named Gregory Price design up the slogan. And so when he did, I just told him I wanted the guy that had a microphone in one hand, and then he had a music controller in the other hand, and I wanted him to look like he's running to save the music. And that was the design of Notes. You know, that was the initial concept, was just going to be this guy and the name Superpower Enterprises that was going to be featured. And so what we actually did, we designed the logo, had a bunch of stickers printed out, and started to, you know, promote the music with this logo. So that was, you know, the beginnings of how Notes became, you know, who he is today.
Mm-hmm. That's a story right there within itself, because that is amazing, to say the least. So Notes started as that and then turned into big-time comic hero. That's pretty damn cool, to say the least.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, hearing from you know, individuals like yourself, and just hearing like a general feedback mm-hmm. from audiences online, we would post this online. This is the beginning of Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was just starting to become popular, so we would use things like MySpace.
Oh, geez.
And then Facebook. And then, you know, Twitter.
Yeah.
And all these different Instagram becomes more popular, right? And we would just use these different social media outlets as our own website, you know, or extensions of our website. So we would set it up, we would post the image on the Facebook, and then, you know, people would respond like, wow, this is pretty cool. And, you know, why don't you come up with some different designs and stuff like that, you know? They were really just coming back ideas, you know, because it was a demand. You know, once people like something, they think it's something that you continue to do. So we took the advice, yeah. And we just said, all right, we'll just start putting up an art gallery. So there's an art gallery that's online that you can, you know, eventually send your listeners to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, check out some of the actual artwork that became the origins of Notes.
Just crazy. It's just a crazy and dope, really, origin story for this character and such. Because Notes is kind of like the beginning of it all then with it. He's kind of like Superhero Enterprises Superman, to say the least. It's like it's the one that started it all, it seems.
That's interesting. That's an interesting concept, yeah, that you kind of put out there, because I would say it's our version.
Yeah, oh, got it.
Of, my concept of that character, you know, where it's just, like I say, it's modern to what people and young teenage kids are doing now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like you know, they're listening to music, but they're also going to see the comic book movies. So I feel it would be a good combination to kind of just to build on it. And so eventually, what happened was in 2015, which is just a few years back, we got published in the newspaper, which is the Culver City Observer here in California.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, your viewers are welcome to go visit Culver City Theater in Los Angeles and, you know, stop by the Culver City Observer, ask about the Notes Notations comic strip. And so Notes Notations was my first writing assignment with on the whole storytelling element of Notes and who he was as a hero or a superhero. I wanted to introduce him as a noble super character who was going to be battling the bootlegger or fighting piracy, because that was a big issue during that time. In 2015, people. It was all in the news. Many people were downloading illegally, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's still.
Would be the purpose for Notes.
Wow, I like it because it's still like, even though like you said 2015, it's still Notes and the villains and that they transfer still to this time. I mean, hell, look at last year, HBO was attacked in the Game of Thrones and they lost
million. The villain character was this guy that I thought up and I named him Duplicate. And so he would be the arch nemesis to Notes and he would just kind of be like this super villain bootlegger. And, you know, Notes and him would start off as friends working together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'll be able to kind of follow the storyline in the actual comic strip. But there's something, you know, a rivalry that happens, you know, between the two of them that causes them to go their separate ways. So there's Notes and Duplicate. So it's Notes versus Duplicate now in this music world where Notes is trying to save the music and, you know, obviously Duplicate's trying to bootlegging music out of it,
which is an amazing hero villain concept, might I add. And it's a great one.
Yes, you know, there's you know, obviously there's a love interest as well.
Yeah,
the girl's name is Melody. You know, we wanted to make sure we had that diamond dynamic in the actual story. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other you know, villain characters. This character named Noise, and he's like the total opposite of Notes. But Notes is making good vibrations. Noise is obviously doing the opposite. So it's kind of a very rich, colorful group of characters.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool, and it's great to have your own little universe. It is, and now you've been able to publish it and whatnot too, and so much. So what do you see in the future for Superhero Enterprises? What do you kind of see, to say the least, here? Do you see any live action specials? Do you see any? What do you want to put Superhero Enterprises to do in the future, in the next, say, 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of keeping this energy live. I feel like that one of the big things that we're working on right now is building an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, connecting with people who are interested in storytelling and, you know, new, fresh characters and ideas and music. You know, music is a big part of comic books now.
Yeah.
The comic book world is kind of shifting genres. If you notice, there's other characters, you know, after we introduced Notes in the comic strip, there were new characters that were music related, and I feel like that's kind of where we come from, that music world, where it's like kind of a connection between music and people, you know, because music has kind of got a universal language, and if you could tell that story in a comic book to a character named Notes, it resonates with the teens and even their younger siblings, you know. They want to do what their older, you know, brothers and sisters are going to be doing. And I think, you know, I hear a lot of positive feedback, especially from, you know, the adult audiences who are buying comic books and going to see these films now.
Yeah, it's one thing, too. It's with music. It's the beautiful. I love it. It's beautiful because music is something that everyone can relate. It don't matter who you are or what you do. Music is something that everybody lets into their soul and mind. And now you get to see it in such a new, fresh take form, like you said. That's what makes Superhero Enterprises a note such a fabulous character. And that's why I'm honored to have you on the show to talk about it, because really, it's brilliant, and it's a brilliant idea to do, one that you've seen hints of throughout the years, like you said, in comic books and whatnot with music-related characters, but vaguely touched on. But that's something now that you're taking and pushing forward, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So,
folks, moving the culture forward. I feel like for a group of young guys that are just getting out of, first time out of high school, it's like, what's always been a part of their lives, and music, and then if it's kind of transferred into a concept of storylines and storytelling, that's based on things that they witness every day, watching their cell phones or online at their computers. It's like it's just the next phase of what's happening in the culture.
Oh, yeah, and the comic book world is an ever-changing one, and old stuff goes out, new stuff comes in, so I'm expecting to see you on the forefront pretty soon here, man, with this, because it's a really good idea. And
I appreciate that. That's like, that's a big inspiration, really.
I really hope, man, because it's really, as a guy who works with the cinema in the film business a little bit, always keep pushing forward, man. Always. Because you never know what possibilities may come. If I remember right, I saw when I was doing some research on the end and whatnot, and I was kind of like delving into the world of Superhero Enterprises. Were you at LA Comic Con or something? Which Comic Con were you at doing Superhero Enterprises?
Yeah, so LA Comic Con actually invited us over, and I met with Keith Trailins, who is actually the CEO of the LA Comic Con.
Oh, wow.
And what they've been doing every year is just growing and growing, getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I felt that I wanted to do at our home base. That's the Comic Con that's, where this all started. I wanted to make sure that we connected with the guys, the professionals behind it, as well as the audiences that attend every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where we found the value in connecting with the public.
Yeah.
Giving them what they want, giving them some answers, giving them feedback on a panel. So what I did was I collected a group of pros, some of the famous comic book creators, and some journalists in the music world where I come from, and actually some veterans from the music industry, to come on into the panel. We just kind of talk about how music and comics are becoming more popular every day. And so that, for me, was a part of just like introducing, the humanities, because this is all creative talk, but at the end of the day, there's a bottom line to the business of comics, and it's actually a shifting. We've seen that in the recent, box office successes, and what we want to do is bring our version of a music superhero into that whole space, and so we had the support, and continue to get the support of people like the comic, LA Comic Con.
Yeah, which is a great thing. I run a comic book show. I haven't even got invited to a Comic Con yet, or run a network. What the hell? But
do you really?
Yeah. Well, with the Comic Chronicle, Comic Chronicle, and see, folks, we all mess up. Comic Chronicle and on the FanCorp network, and I have not been invited yet. But so that's like a big thing to get invited to a Comic Con, man. I've known a few people around here who have, and I got to put in two is that putting where you guys are located.
You should definitely go. I've had people travel in. I've actually gotten people to come in, and at the Long Beach Comic Con there was a big I'm really connected with those the organizers over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they've flown in some people that are actually connected to the music industry as well. Under my suggestion, and it turned out to be an experience for all of us when we all got together at the Long Beach Comic Con. So it's, I think, something that at least Everyone should experience at least one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I definitely want to make it out there. I'm here in Phoenix, obviously, so I've been to the Phoenix Comic-Cons one up, but I want to get out there.
Phoenix Comic-Con, I hear that's a pretty big one.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Well, now it's not Comic-Con, in case you haven't heard the latest news, because apparently San Diego Comic-Con bought out the Comic-Con name, so everyone's got to change it or something like that. Ours is Comic-Fest now.
I heard about that. Now, that's happening in Phoenix now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it changed over about, oh, God, 3 months ago, I think. It changed over the Comic Fest. It was like, I'm like, wait, what the hell? Like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, like, I thought that maybe, like, it got bought by somebody or something like that. No, it was just a name change. They had to do it. Everyone has to do it now.
Well, you know, I mean, that's a legal issue in the comic book world. It goes back centuries, let's say. Yeah. Or at least close to a century. We were about 75 years. You know, I think with the issues of comic books being introduced and new characters, you know, comic strips and, you know, the legalities behind, how these trademarks are introduced or shared or used and, you know, copyrights and the infringement. It goes back to what we're discussing with notes and how, you know, at this point, even music copyrights are being trying to be protected as a part of how this industry grows and you know, the people that are going to be a part of it. So I really kind of watched that online, that development, but that's, I think, the first time that I'm hearing now that this is this happening in your city.
Yeah, it's the first time here, and to comic fans everywhere listening, legality issues are even in a comic book world, to say the least. They really always are. They always have been, always are, like we said. And yeah, it was the craziest thing. Like, I remember the backlash on it a few months ago when it a couple months ago when it happened. It was insane. Everyone's like, you sellouts and everything like that, especially since Phoenix. In case you don't remember, last year they had the weapons ban, and it's still the same weapons ban this year, too.
Right, yeah, and I saw that online. You know, Long Beach instituted their extra security, and when I went in, you know, it looked like there was going to be an issue, but when I got there, you know, people were, you know, cooperating, lined up accordingly, and, you know, the extra security, they got you right in and out of there, no problem, and, you know, I got to give a big shout out to Martha, who runs that Comic-Con, because it was safe and sound the entire time we were at that Comic-Con, and I enjoyed it.
Shout out to them, man. But yeah, because it's glad to hear everyone's cooperative, because there was a lot of people being cooperative, but there was some people not being cooperative, because I went after the weapons ban last year. So it's glad to hear that some Comic-Cons are going in, because it's a place where we're all a family, you know? It's why we go.
Yeah, and you want to feel safe.
Yes.
I mean, that's what a superhero is all about, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the superhero is going to make you want to feel safe wherever you go, and if you're going to be going to a Comic-Con or any type of event like that, you want to be safe at any of these music concerts and all kind of things, you know, that are, you know, you're going to be out in the public. So I got to, you know, again, just say that it's definitely been a change, but it's been a positive change.
Oh, yeah, and very, very much so. I just know one thing's for sure. I'm never going to forget that day they banned the weapons. And while it's all good, I understand it, I remember seeing a man cosplay as Green Arrow, and he couldn't have his bow and arrow, so he was just walking around in the suit, and he just looked so sad.
Well, I mean, it's for the kids, you know? I mean, you know, they're going to be going running around, and, you know, sharp objects and stuff, you know, bumping and all that type of stuff. It's just like, you know, it's something I think I felt even more comfortable going to, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's all for the safety of us. We don't want bad things to happen. We really don't, because it's a safe zone. It really is, because I think other than that, I haven't really heard anything at a con, at any type of con ever.
You got these ladies that are looking nice. You don't want them feeling, you know, any kind of way. You got to make them feel good, too, you know, while we're out there.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. You know? Oh, hell yeah. I mean, for sure, man, for sure. Well, thanks for coming on, David. It's been an absolute blast having you on. I mean, you're always invited to come back. Before you go,
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I feel like this has been a great introduction Dakota Bancorp. Appreciate y'all and you know everything that you're doing for the culture. Mm-hmm. You know, this is superheroes are going to be, I think, a big thing into the future, and I really appreciate you being behind this on this.
Of course, man. Of course. Now, before you go, I want to say I really hope Superhero Enterprises gets a YouTube series or a YouTube live action special with notes. I hope to see that before I die or somewhere on a show. I really do, man, because it's a character.
We'll stay alive long enough, and we're working towards something like that because that's a good direction.
Ooh, oh, God, I can't wait. Well, man, what can we? I'm actually pretty pumped. What can we? Where can we find you at? Like, give some shout outs here. Plug away, good man.
I appreciate it. Superpower Enterprises. com. Make sure you go in, click around, check out some of the artwork. There's also some links to our social media at the homepage. Twitter, it's always got some updates. Facebook, make sure you go check us out there.
You heard it, guys. Now, thank you for coming on, man. And if I'm ever out in Cali, I'm putting it on record. I'm taking you out to dinner.
Yo, I welcome you to California.
Thanks, man. And who knows? I mean, with me and the film industry going on right now, that could be sooner than later.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, man. I will talk to you later, okay?
Let's talk to the caller. Thank you.
See you, man.
Take care.
You too. Damian Watkins, everybody. Thank you for coming on, man. And it's been an absolute pleasure. And you're always welcome back anytime. You can follow the Comic Chronicles show and all its shows on the FanCorp Network. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RealFanCorp. Make sure you like us on the FanCorp Network on Facebook. And make sure you follow the YouTube channel, FanCorp Network. Subscribe to that. Stay in tune with some live action specials coming up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on Comic Chronicle. And stay classy, everyone.